Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 11th of January 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So the only bit of decent UK news that there is that the Roku box is coming to us. It's available for pre-order now. The Roku LT is priced at $50 and the Roku 2 XS is $100. Both are expected to come by the end of the month. Wouldn't that be lovely? But we'll have to wait and see. Now, if you're into Assassin's Creed, Splinter Cell or Ghost Warrior, then you're going to be very happy because Ubisoft's future looks very well assured. Their sales are up in Q3 and their year-end forecast has been raised. Apparently, they do a bit of cheating in France, though, just to make sure that Just Dance franchise is going to get into the sales figures when they publish them properly in February. Ah, good on you, Ubisoft. We like your software. Comcast has launched live TV on its iPad. Their Xfinity program has come to the iPad apps, and you can go and download it and have a play. You have to be a subscriber, of course, and it's no better than Sky Go, because that's gorgeous. Showtime has also matched that, and they're streaming video to the iPad as well. If you don't know who Showtime are, then you blummin' should. They're the people who do The Borgias, Californication, Dexter, and Homeland, and they're absolutely brilliant. I love those shows. Google is returning private information in its search results for Google+. Oh no! I hear you say it's an absolute travesty. No, it's not. Calm down, love. Yes, what's happening is if you're signed into Google+, when you do a Google search, if there's things on your private Google+ account that are part of that search request, then Google will show them to you, and to you only. Don't worry. In CES news then, it's been pretty boring, it has to be said, and there's no dates and no prices yet again. But the good thing is that the camera industry is doing what I suggested it should do 2 years ago. Polaroid has released the SC1630. It's an HD smart camera that runs on Android. It's got a 16 megapixel sensor, it's got a 3x optical zoom and a 5x digital zoom, and it's stopped at f3.1 to f5.6. Why are you bothered about this? Well, because it's got proper separated ISO settings and it's a proper functioning camera that'll take pretty damn good pics. What's nice is it's got a whole pile of Wi-Fi and 3G accessories in it. It's got WCDMA, GSM radios, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, and just in case aliens invade, they've chucked an FM antenna in there as well for good measure. Well done, Polaroid, showing the way forwards. And Adobe has come out with Lightroom 4 Beta. You can try it before you buy it. You'll get a little bit of time with this to see if you want to swap over. It does look rather nice. I'm going to download and have a play so I can talk about it on the photo show, I hope. But I've got to say, I've not been a Lightroom fan so far. Kodak have revealed a whole load of wireless cameras, and they've gone for wireless compact cameras as well as, huzzah, their share price has jumped as well. So the thing about Chapter 11 may be going away just a little bit. The cameras look a bit samey, I have to say, but the Wi-Fi connectivity and that kind of thing looks very, very good. Sony have also released in the camera world a Bloggy Sport. It gives you full HD and the picture that it's got shows it diving into water, so it's obviously fairly waterproof. It's got 4GB of internal memory to hold everything and it shoots full 1080p HD video. Very, very good. And Mobo have released what they say is the smallest 1080p media player in the world. This thing is only 3/4 as tall as your credit card and it plays 1080p. Why? Why? And hell has frozen over, and someone is fishing through a hole in the ice. Bang & Olufsen have released a product for £575. Yes, they've released a 65-inch television, and I've got to say, when I read the story originally, that's what it looked like. It was £575, which I really did do a double take. But actually, what they've released is a portable music system called the BioLit 12. It looks like a drinks holder, or as one of the followers said on Twitter, a tiffin box, and it's £575. It's vastly overpriced. And talking of vastly overpriced, Sennheiser have revealed their new reference headphone sets. They're really rather gorgeous. They do look very, very nice, and I'm sure they work brilliantly. The only problem with them is that the HD650s are $1,000 a pair, and the HD800s are $1,500 a pair. You're having a laugh. One of the nice things that's come out for Mac at CES, though, is the Mac Mini Stack. It's revealed by OWC, and it takes your Mac Mini and it gives it USB 3.0 compatibility, a 4 terabyte 3.5 inch drive that you can use for backups and storage, and eSATA connections and lots more. No price on it, of course, and no word on when it's going to be released, but it does look very nice, and I've got to say, I fancy one of these for when it comes out. Intel's in a bit of trouble, not because of the fact it's trying to kill off the MacBook Air with its promotional stuff, but they showed a video of real-time racing on their screen. Unfortunately, they got busted because it turned out to be a video and the guy was only faking it. Oh dear, that's bad.
And finally, Bond, pay attention, please. Yes. The Blu-ray 50-pack box set is available. Now, you can see that it's here, here, and here at your local retailers, and it contains all 22 Bond films, including all 6 Bonds that there've been. If you'd like a copy of it, there's no word on price, 007, so that's your mission. Find out where it is, when it is, and how much it is. But when you get it, lay your hands on one. Thank you.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back on Thursday night with a big show with a roundup of all the stuff from CES so far, and that might be a short show. And we're back on Friday morning with the Daily Show as normal. Then we've got Photo at 2 and Mac at 3:30, and then I'll be training for my rugby match the week after next, and I am absolutely crapping myself. I can see myself dying on that rugby field. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.